Chaplain John Hendricks, and joining us from Central Bible Church, we have the worship pastor, Dale Gregory. Good morning.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah. You bet. I'm curious, how many pastors do you have there at Central Bible?
On staff, we have Peter Barber. He's our lead pastor. He does most of the preaching. And mm-hmm. then Chad Williams is our youth pastor. And then, yeah, my title is worship pastor and young adult pastor, so the college age group as well.
So you're the one that's out there deciding what songs get sung and what hymns get played.
That falls to me.
Oh, yes, now, I don't know about your church, but boy, in ours, that's kind of a controversial position.
You know, it can be. Not so much at our church, but... you know, there's been the worship wars of the past, but but we feel like we found a good blend of mm-hmm. what we call blended worship. I have jokingly said that blended worship is where nobody's happy. but we feel like we were committed to using the old hymns and as well as a mixture of new songs. And there's some great modern hymns that are being written. So we try to mesh those together.
Well, on Sunday morning, though, when you're trying to get those high notes out.
Lots of coffee.
Yeah.
Lots of coffee.
So you are putting together actually a musical.
It's yes.
It's called Hope Awakens in Bethlehem. Talk with us about that.
Hope Awakens in Bethlehem is a brand new musical. It's just published this year. I'm so glad to find sources for choral music because... especially during COVID, choir music took a real hit because no one wanted to be in a choir gathered together mm-hmm. to sing. And so even some companies were going out of business that had been in business for years publishing choral music. So we found this one published by Brentwood Benson in Nashville. It's a musical by Cliff Duren. He's one of the best known arrangers in Christian music and specifically for choirs. It's a nice combination. I'm as excited about this musical as I ever have been in the 28 years that I've been directing music at Central Bible Church. It's a nice combination of the old favorites of Christmas, you know, the Isaac Watts tunes, as mm-hmm. well as songs by Chris Tomlin and Phil Wickham and Michael W. Smith. And then we're going to close the whole thing with a performance of the Hallelujah Chorus by that guy, you know, George Frederick Handel.
That guy.
Wrote that chorus a few years ago.
Yeah. So, Mr. Handel.
Yeah. And the thing I'm excited about with this musical, Hope Awakes in Bethlehem. You know, hope is a rare commodity these days. I would say people are largely hopeless, it mm-hmm. seems, you know, in our society. Maybe because they're looking for hope in the wrong place. And we believe that hope is found in Jesus Christ and that in his gospel. And that message, earthly speaking, began in a manger in Bethlehem. And so that's what we're excited about conveying in this musical.
Wonderful story about Handel when he wrote the final part of the Messiah. He had confined himself to a cell mm-hmm. in the monastery and was writing that, just writing it feverishly as it was coming to him mm-hmm. as he was being inspired. And then he had written the Hallelujah Chorus. He'd been up all night writing that. And the story is that when they found him, he was crying like a baby.
Yeah.
It was just so powerful.
Yeah.
And I think about that every time I hear it, every time we get an opportunity to hear a live presentation of it, or even do it like the Glacier Symphony. The maestro turns around and says, "Let's all sing."
Mm-hmm. And we hope people will. I mean, you know, the Hallelujah Chorus, I always tell people, you know, there aren't too many words to it. You know, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth, you know.
Yeah.
So if you just pick one, throw something in there, it'll be fine.
Pick one.
Yeah.
So I like that.
It'll be great.
So is there a storyline with this musical?
Just the story of the manger, Jesus coming to the manger, mm-hmm. and, you know, the story of Mary and Joseph. And again, emphasizing the hope and the joy that comes with the gospel message.
Are there spoken parts or is it all music?
There's a narration part in it as mm-hmm. well, and several solos. The narration is going to be done by David Brown. He's an on-air talent at KALS here in Kalispell. Mm-hmm. And so Dave's been good enough to, he's a member of our church, and he's good enough to narrate for us with that golden voice of his. So
that's terrific. Yeah. All right. So good, we get a little bit of get a radio personality involved.
Absolutely,
that always,
we want to do that.
Yeah. So. All right, so tell us where Central Bible Church is.
Central Bible Church is at 902 First Avenue East here in Kalispell.
Right on the corner there of First Avenue East and 9th Street.
Yes.
Yep.
Very good. You know, your geography.
I know it well. I grew up here.
Yeah. And our sanctuary, typically for these choral events, we do a big one at Christmas and then we do another big one at Easter. Typically, the sanctuary is not big enough for the crowd we anticipate. So we'll hold it in the gym. So it'll be in our gym. Mm-hmm. 10:15 that morning, the 17th of December, and which is our typical morning service, okay, at 10:15. And admission is free, and there'll be a nursery provided. We hope as many people as possible. We want to pack that gym.
Oh, yeah. You know, I just was remembering here, the last time I was in that gym was when I voted.
Ah, yeah, we used to have a voting place there, yes.
Yeah, that's a massive gym.
It's a good-sized place.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we can put a lot of people in there.
Boy, so I hope we will put a lot of folks
I
in there.
I hope so.
Yeah, we all need a little bit of a pick-me-up this time of the year. We're a little... You know, we're not quite to the point where the snow is all over the place yet and bringing our spirits up, but boy, some of the things going on in our community, the bright lights are coming on now, and now is the time to really just let yourself go and just let the joy pull out.
Yeah, yeah, we think families are looking for places to take your kids, you know, this time of year, you know, things to do in the community at Christmas time that are... That don't cost you a whole lot of money?
Yeah.
Well, this is free.
And, yeah. How many voices in your choir?
You know, we have about 38, 40 on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
God willing that they're all healthy. We should have about 40 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
So you pick up the part that's missing.
Whatever.
That's those solo, those soprano solos are a little rough on you.
You know, I can't do a solo, a soprano solo. No, my wife has a solo actually in the musical.
Mm-hmm.
Call it nepotism if you want, but I put her in the place. She's got a great voice.
So. Oh, that's terrific. Gosh, thank you so much for putting this all together. I know it was a big project for you and the members of your choir and people there in the church, and I hope folks will take advantage of an opportunity to be inspired.
I hope so.
All right. Dale Gregory, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Our pleasure.